to the Emmy Louie Show. I am Emmy Louie. Today's topic is about Peruvian shamanism with Cecilia Montero. Cecilia Montero holds a master's degree in human development and learning at the UNC Charlotte with a concentration in counseling. She's a native of Peru. Cecilia applies her work to the fields of healthcare and creative business coaching and development by using her understanding of the quantum layers of existence of rocks, mountains, and pebbles as they relate to nature, humanity, and choice. Welcome, Cecilia Montero.
Thank you.
So tell me, what is Peruvian shamanism, Cecilia?
Peruvian shamanism is many things to many people. As these ancient healing practices or philosophical approaches are re-entering the world now that apparently we need to find solutions. You know, we are looking for what worked in the past. So shamanism in Peru is coming back in the form of practices that have led to a development of a philosophy or a way to view things, which are based on finding the meaning in life, sort of like Frankl in psychology, and based on organizational skills. The shaman, and I believe this is throughout cultures in the world, finds the order within the chaos, or finds an order that can work to interpret or understand or deal with chaos in whatever field. So that is a short version of shamanism. In Peru, it has a lot of connection to using plants to alter states of consciousness, like ayahuasca is a very popular one, San Pedro. And many, many people have tried, to find maybe solutions to, I guess, everyday questions and problems in other states of consciousness. You know, we have the example of Ram Dass, you know, and even in the 50s, and, you know, many, many people who have dealt with these issues before.
Tell me about your albums. I know did you just come out with one or several? Tell me about those.
Yes. My album is called Ancestral Healing Sounds. And it came about by nurturing the feeling I have of love and honor to my ancestors. And for a long time, I felt that love and admiration for the wisdom of the teachings of my ancestors, and really didn't understand where to put it, you know, or how to view it, how to explain it. In time, I came to feel it as a sound within my being. And in studying the sound, being with the sound, you know, uttering the sound, I found that it had many modulations, you know, sort of like many layers of consciousness that would come through the sound. So I used it to guide people into meditative states. And I found that whenever I used the sounds that I call primal sounds, because they seem to relate directly to the soul, you know, beyond the intellectual mind and, you know, anything that usually blocks people, I found that people would get into meditative states very quickly. So, for example, when I was a professor at a college, private college in North Carolina, I taught a meditation course, you know, an extracurricular meditation course open to students and professors and, you know, administrative personnel. And because the group got so large, you know, I decided to use the ancestral sound to guide him into meditative state. And the results were really great because, you know, like 85-90% of the people were able to meditate, you know, at practically the first session. And so they all wanted me to use it again, so it sort of became a norm to do that. So ancestral sound is to me what connects us with our soul, with our roots, and what connects us with each other. So I was very lucky to record the ancestral sounds at the at a place where there is a huge mountain in Peru, actually the highest mountain in Peru, called Huascarán. So in the town of Huaraz, or in the city of Huaraz, I found somebody who could record the ancestral sound, and then recommended me to look for who ended up being, you know, a beloved quena player, you know, flute, Peruvian flute player in Peru. And so Tito La Rosa is his name, and he has played with Kitaro and Paul Winters, you know, and Mary Youngblood and many people around the world. Even went with Kitaro to in a tour to Japan and played for the emperor. So I was so humbled, you know, because he accepted to play, you know, with me. And so it is his music, Tito La Rosa, and my chanting that has become now the album Ancestral Healing Sounds. And actually just yesterday was placed on the YouTube, you know, Ancestral Healing Sounds, Cecilia Montero, Tito La Rosa, and people can watch, you know, one of the songs in YouTube.
What is your website? Why not tell that to the listeners?
Thank you.
www.ceciliamontero.com. That's CECILIAMONTERO.com. And of course, what's on my mind is that I would love for you to do a meditation. How long does that take? Would you like to do a meditation on this show?
Sure. Sure.
How long? Because would it be at the end? What do you think?
I think we can do it now. Simply because, is this a show where people call?
Not today.
Not today. Okay.
No.
But the reason I'm suggesting to do it now is because it will change the energy of what is happening, and it will create layers of coherence between us, you know, who are in different places of the United States, I gather, and the earth, you know. So the sound experience has this ability to connect. Because there's a primal sound that really goes down into the earth, you know, until it reaches the sacredness of the earth, and then it brings it up and enjoys, you know, the being of nature and human beings and animals and everything that exists. So I could, you know, do the sound and guide the kind listeners to meditate and then call them back. And we can go from there.
Okay, that sounds great. Why don't we take a break? And
okay.
We'll be back with Cecilia Montero, and she's going to do a meditation or a sound meditation for us. We'll be back. Hello, I am Emmy Louie, and we're back with Cecilia Montero, and she's talking about Peruvian shamanism, and she's going to guide us through a meditation that has to do with primal sounds. So are you ready, Ms. Cecilia?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. Go for it.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. And I want to suggest that for the listeners, if you sit with your back straight and, you know, start to breathe easy and relax, and while I talk a little bit, I will be guiding you to relax progressively. So if you imagine that you are surrounded by a bubble of white light, a musical white light, a white light that has a lot of coherence and balance within its being, within its expression, then sit comfortably at a chair and start to breathe easily and draw your attention, please, to your feet as you breathe deeply. We have found that breathing is a guide to spiritual life, to integration of body, mind, and spirit. And as we draw breath, we draw air, and we are drawing what unites us all. And therefore, feel your feet on the ground, being thankful that we have an earth to place our feet on, and breathe deeply into the earth, receiving the blessings of the earth, while feeling surrounded by some white light, maybe a bubble of light, very easily, very gently, very softly, with kindness, and releasing thoughts, you know, as they come, just focusing the mind on your feet. Very gently. Very, very gently. Very good. Very good. Think about your feet. Breathe again. Very kindly. Receiving the blessings of the earth. And I am going to sound the blessings of the earth now, so it becomes a little easier for you to align with the earth and to receive the blessings while relaxing your body on your feet and your legs and your knees, releasing all difficulties to flow and to receive. And I will sound the blessings of the earth that helps us relax, receive, and breathe. And very gently, as if standing on a leaf, very gently, very gently, relax your legs and your abdomen, relax, and allow the blessings of the earth in the form of food that would be the best food for you. At this time, allow the energy of the best food for you, for your physical plane body, to come through your feet. As you breathe in, comes from your feet and your legs, through your knees, into your stomach area, and relax and accept. Very good. Just allowing yourself to receive Maybe it's not usual to receive. Maybe it's different to receive, and then breathe. And allow the rhythm of blessings to take over your body. Allow the rhythm of receiving to take over your body. As I sound, your solar plexus area, your stomach area, that will then feed gladness to your heart. And very gently releasing down into the earth any blocks to receiving the blessings from the earth. May you breathe and breathe the blessings of the earth through your feet and your body. Relax, open your stomach area. Allow food that reaches this area to be nurturing. Nurturing. Nurturing because your heart is very close to you. Your heart is very, very close to you. Breathe into your heart and allow those thoughts that block you from receiving to be released. Allow them to go. Just focus on the sound. It is the sound of receiving. Very nice. Very blessed. Very full. The heart is waking up. The third eye is waking up. Activate luminous body. Very good. Very nice. Activate luminous body. And breathe from the earth, blessings of the earth, through your body, reaching all parts of the lungs with a golden light dust in the lungs, as if the blessing of golden light comes very gently into your lungs to bless your lungs, to heal your lungs. Breathe deeply, golden light. Golden light. Very gently. Very good, very good. And allow the breath to come up. Very good. Just follow the blessings. Follow the light. And release. And release all blocks to receiving light and love and the activation of luminous body and luminous heart. As your heart begins to be glad of the light approaching, very, very, very gently approaching the heart. Very gently. We're going to be in silence, in sacred silence, for a few moments to allow your heart to quiet down to very calm levels of silence. Very nice. As if it were a very still lake. A blue lake. Perhaps a lake you know. Perhaps the highest lake in the world. Lake Titicaca. In Peru and Bolivia. Breathe. The silent calm of the lake. And peace. Breathe peace. And relax. Breathe deeply and relax. Relax the stomach area. Relax. And receive the healing chanting into your stomach area to relax. Relax, breathing peace. And relax your stomach area, relax. Very good. Breathe deeply. Very nice. Plunging into the silence. Release fear and relax. For a moment, we have the opportunity to release all fear. This is a safe place, a safe space. Breathe, safe, relax, and release all fears. And just relax to rest. Release fears and rest. Release fears. Release fears and relax.
to release the ears. Breathe deeply. Intensify your bubble of white light around you. And relax. As you exhale, relax and release fear. And allow the intensity of the white light and relax. Just relax. Just relax. Breathe deeply as you start to focus on your feet. Very nice. Focus on the light surrounding your feet. And allow yourself to imagine that your feet have roots into the ground. Very gentle roots, light roots, very good, light roots. It could be green light for healing, blue light for calm, or pink light for love. Anchor your feet. Very nice. You breathe in. Roots, light roots, into the ground, exhale, release tension, and relax. Very good, and relax. And relax. Relax your feet, relax your legs, allow the light to flow, relax your lower body, and be. Relax your upper body, relax your hands, your shoulders, your neck, relax, relax your face. And relax. Relax your face. Relax your hair. Breathe deeply. Breathe into the light roots you are developing to sustain you in the world, to help you in your walk, in your path, and exhale, inhale light, exhale tension, very nice, very nice. Allow the light through, flowing in your body. And opening your hands, maybe palms up on your lap, maybe, to receive all the light that you are able to process within the next 2 weeks to bless your life and bring you comfort and healing. And just breathe in. Do not be afraid. It is easy to receive. Open up.
Receive. Very good. Very good. Receive. Very wonderful. And allow your consciousness, your soul to chant your blessings as you receive them. So you can repeat, if you can feel or hear or sense your chanting, you can repeat your chanting as you go in these next 2 weeks. Very nice. Breathe in, relax, receive. Receive the chanting and relax. Exhale. Very good. Very good. And receive. Receive the chanting and relax. And continue to receive. Receive. Take a deep breath. To receive your inner sacred sound. Receive. Exhale. And relax. Very nice. Starting to focus on your feet as they sit on the ground or as they are on the chair. Whatever they are, focus on your feet as your grounding element in your body. Appreciate your feet as they are or will step and be on the earth. And breathe deeply, feeling, thinking of your feet on the ground. Exhale, blessings, and start to focus very gently. Focus on your feet. As you start to come back to feel your feet again, very gently, very slowly, very gently. No need to take on the fears again. It is up to you now to be conscious of receiving some of your fears again or not. You're coming back to feel your body very gently, feeling your light body. And in the next day or two, maybe you'll have a chance to examine your fears and understand which ones you haven't gotten rid of and which ones are staying in your life to guide you, to eventually share blessings with you. Very gently, with much kindness to yourself. Focus on your body. Deep breath. Focus on your feet and your legs. Exhale. Very nice. It's a blessed process. It's a blessed process, yes. And the earth is blessed, nature is blessed, golden light, embraces you as you come to be in your physical plane body, bringing forth your blessings, and feel your lower body. Take a deep breath to feel the rest of your body at your own pace. And feel free to remain calm and connected as we finish this exercise, this experience of sound and light that we bring from the spiritual planes to our beings on earth. We are grateful for the space and time that allows us to have this integrative time to integrate the sacred with the daily life. Be well. Breathe in your whole body and feel your body. Come back to feeling your body, and then take a few moments to rest. Gather in, bring yourself in, to feel your body again. To feel your body again. And then you can take a few moments to rest.
Okay. And Cecilia?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you, Cecilia Montero. She just did a meditation for us. I am Emmy Louie, and you are listening to the Emmy Louie Show, and we will be back. Welcome back. I am Emmy Louie, and we're here. We're talking about Peruvian shamanism with Cecilia Montero. Her website is www.ceciliamontero.com. That's CeciliaMon. TERO.com. And she just did a meditation. And so, Cecilia, welcome back to the show. And what kinds of things or readings did you get during the meditation, Cecilia?
I want to say that, at the beginning there was a strong emphasis on, being tight in the stomach area, and I thought of, you know, a few times that maybe it's lunchtime and people were listening while eating or having eaten not long ago, so that could be, you know, why all the emphasis on the stomach area, which is the solar plexus area in energy, body energy, which is the emotional body. And so that's why I, you know, the meditation gathered around clearing that. But usually, you know, as human beings, our emotional body is very big, you know, if we were to draw it, let's say. And so it is a very good idea to address, you know, the needs of our emotional bodies. So the meditation that we just did helps to clear some of the blocks of the emotional body. And there was a strong emphasis, as you heard, on receiving. And, you know, there's a lot of work that we can do, everybody in general, about receiving, you know. Many of us are very prone to giving, but have a hard time receiving. And then in turn, that, you know, we run into problems because we think we didn't receive enough, you know, from from other people, from our love partner, from our job, you know, and then that creates imbalance and then creates other problems. So the practice of receiving is very important, and I would encourage people to pay attention to that, you know, imagine, you know, meditate with the palms up, you know, after reaching a certain level of silence and calm, you know, to receive, you know, for a few moments, imagine you're receiving light, love, gifts, money, whatever it is that you will receive. So it was very interesting, you know, a lot of, I could feel a lot of people connected to the earth. So there was a strong emphasis on the earth and loving the earth and, you know, being, thinking of the earth. Yes.
Anything else?
Well, you know, I think the earth is the connector between people. You know, that's where our ancestors lie. You know, our ancestors are in the earth. And so therefore, that would be one of the reasons why we love the earth. And, you know, because we love our ancestors, because without them, we would not be today. And in loving the ancestors and loving the earth, then we love ourselves. And all this, you know, aspect of life that, you know, we tend to forget. So I'm truly grateful for this opportunity. I love to guide meditations, you know, and help people align their soul, you know, their soul needs and their soul mission, you know, with the way they live, what they do, and the way they view the world, you know, to help with organizing, you know, just a life view, you know, a job, whatever it is that is important to people, you know, and allow the greatness of spirit or creator or however, you know, God, however people call, you know, the guiding force, to act in our lives, you know, and be.
So is the chanting, is that a sample of what's in your ancestral healing sound?
Yes, that is a sample. The sound accommodates to the place, you know, so when I do a physical presentation, it helps to heal the earth in the place where the presentation is being done, and it helps to align the people who are close by in particular, you know. So the one in the CD is recorded at you know, place that was over 12,000 feet high, you know, in the Andes Mountains. So it's a place, you know, I guess we could say closer to God, because it's so high. And so those sounds will help people to receive the blessings of the spiritual plane, you know, and we're getting ready to, put the CD out in the United States. It was recorded in Peru.
And Tito La Rosa, he does the food, so that sounds very Peruvian.
yes, but and his music is healing music, too.
Yeah, and so the title of that CD is Ancestral Healing Sounds.
Healing Sounds, and you can find the sample in YouTube.
That chant and music for meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have 3 more minutes. Is there anything else you want to address? I'd love to hear about Lake Titicaca. It seems like it could be like a stepbrother to Machu Picchu, because I know that Machu Picchu is a very visited site in Peru.
Mm-hmm.
And Lake Titicaca might come in second. Any thoughts on that?
I
your
think
experience with Lake Titicaca?
Well, yes, you know, I consider my spiritual home in Lake Titicaca, you know, that's where the highest vibratory rate energy for this new age is. You know, the focus of the spiritual energy used to be in the Himalayas, you know, when the blue ray, you know, it's still under the blue ray, you know, but just very, very soon, and it's already become active, that the pink ray in Lake Titicaca is the active force, is the feminine force, you know, that is now as a higher, you know, spiritual energy. So I would recommend, though, visiting Machu Picchu first, you know, quite a few times before going to Lake Titicaca. Lake Titicaca is higher and it's not easy to get to unless you take one of those new boat train combinations, you know, that I think are about $4,000, and they are just fabulous. But, you know, other than that, there needs to be spiritual preparation and, you know, wanting to deal with the altitude sickness that usually comes, you know, connected to a trip to Lake Titicaca. But the place is, first in the Peruvian side and then in the Bolivian side in Copacabana, where the island of the sun and the island of the moon are in the middle of the lake. So, I truly recommend visiting Peru. You know, the Machu Picchu is really awesome. It's fascinating, and the spiritual energy there is very conducive to evolution.
Okay, so thank you, Cecilia, and her website is www.ceciliamontero.com. That's CECILIAMONTERO.com. Thank you so much, Cecilia.
Thank you, Amy,
for being on the show.
It was a pleasure.
I am Emmy Louie. You are listening to the Emmy Louie Show, and namaste.